You're listening to the LCJ Q&A podcast. It's available on iTunes. As always, I'm your host, Lights Camera Jackson. Disney's Big Hero 6 won the Best Animated Feature Oscar in 2015, and now it's being turned into a Disney XD TV series, launching with the new TV movie, Baymax Returns, this Monday, November 20th at 8 p.m. on Disney Channel and Disney XD. Joining me now is the Big Hero 6, the series executive producer and supervising director, Nick Phillippe. Nick, how you doing?
Great, Jackson. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Baymax Returns picks up immediately after the end of the movie. So how soon after the film was released were there talks about turning this film into a TV series?
Well, it was actually discussed right around the release of the film. Actually, right before it, my co-producers, Mark McCorkle and Bob Schooley, were contacted. They were here already at Disney, and a discussion came up about, hey, how would you guys feel about pursuing this project? And they were very excited about it. When they told me about it, I got very excited about it. So it was at that point, it was like, what would be our angle? What would we do to continue the story of these characters? It's all about the characters and how how they relate to each other. The story of Hero and his relationship with Baymax. So it was really like, what could we do? You know, everybody loves these characters. We want to continue with these characters. What would be the compelling arc for this story?
And you're no stranger to working on shows that have been adapted from hit movies like Madagascar and Monsters vs. Aliens. Their characters stayed CGI. The Big Hero 6 team is now hand-drawn, but so were the comics. So tell me about that transition.
Well, you know, there were a lot of reasons why we decided to go to hand-drawn animation rather than CGI. One of them was just, if we did CGI, then we're immediately going to be, well, this is just a continuation of that, of the same style. It's not really new. And we also can't do, the feature was just amazing. It was this huge, they created this huge world. And for us to try and continue that in CGI, we just wouldn't have been able to match that. And there'd always be that comparison. So we felt that we can create something that is fresh, that is going to have the all the feeling of the original feature, but it's going to have a fresh look to it. It's going to have a really warm, appealing look to it by going with hand-drawn. So that's really why we went in that direction, is we wanted something that, you see these characters, you see this world, you immediately recognize it as Big Hero 6, but it has a fresh, inviting look to it.
And many of these characters' faces, they have sharp angles to them, and you see a lot of sharp angles on the buildings as well. What was it like figuring that out as far as the design process?
Well, we had a lot of different influences on our final designs. We were looking at the feature itself, and we spoke to designers from the feature. And we spoke to the production designer of the feature, Paul Felix, and we were looking at some early Japanese prints as one of the influences. Mm. And then when we spoke to Paul Felix, he brought up that some of the influences of the feature were, one, 101 Dalmatians, the original feature for that, which has this fantastic warmth to it, but it also has these really interesting details in the backgrounds and in the locations. And then also there was an animated film called Tekken Concrete, which had this beautiful density to the world. It was a world where you look at the background and it feels like there are people there, even if you don't have characters there. And so we wanted to get that feeling with our locations, with our world for Big Hero 6, of this is a place that it looks inhabited. You don't even have to have characters in there to feel like it is an inhabited world, which is, that's what we were really going for, is this warmth of a real world. So with the characters, we wanted the characters to feel like they belonged in that world that we were designing. And then also, one of the reasons that we design the characters with the intersecting lines is to, we wanted to have it somewhat stylized to give it a fresh look. You know, we were looking to have something that had the appeal of hand-drawn, but we wanted to give it a fresh look to it. And then also, those intersecting lines really give the animators basically a point to latch onto. You know, it helps them figure out the construction of that character if you have these very specific intersections on the character. It helps let that character still stay appealing all through animation.
And just in this premiere one-hour movie, Baymax Returns, alone, there are a lot of nighttime scenes. How difficult are those, and how do you find the lighting to use to kind of brighten them up?
Well, I think a lot of times the nighttime scenes are chosen to bring up the mood of it. You know, you can do things with nighttime where you can affect the color a little bit more than daytime. You can affect the mood a little bit more than daytime. So a lot of times we'll choose a nighttime location just to give it that much more of an edge to it. And then the lighting does, you know, you do have to figure out the lighting for that. And actually that's where it becomes interesting, because in daylight, you know, when you're putting a character against a daylight background, the lighting is pretty simple. But when you put a character against a nighttime background, then the lighting becomes more specific, so you have more opportunities to get more drama out of it.
That's really interesting. So in the beginning of Baymax Returns, we see Hiro walk around the San Francisco Institute of Technology for the first time. He's 14, he's now going to college, and he's on the tour with his friends, and I noticed there's a lot of attention to detail, like the having to pay $20 to get your ID replaced if you lose it. So did you walk around campuses for inspiration in the design and in some of those details?
Well, I think a lot of the inspiration is from our own experiences, you know, going to school, with our kids going to school. You know, you understand, like, that whole $20 ID thing is something that impacts a student. You know, not that, you know, we're, these are just things that we see as, these are factors that are going to play on Hiro. This is about Hiro's first day at school. It's about him being this young prodigy at this institute where pretty much everybody else is an adult. So it's how these details of the school impact him and the team.
And it's great that Ryan Potter, who voices Hiro, Scott Adsit as Baymax, and Maya Rudolph as Aunt Cass, they're back to reprise their roles. How did they feel in the booth returning to these characters?
I think they were really excited to be able to spend time with these characters again. You know, a lot of times when you're doing a film, this is, you know, you have this wonderful interaction with the creators of the film, wonderful interaction with the writers, with the actors, and for them to have a chance to go back and revisit these characters, which were so powerful and so well loved, we really see how inspired they are. We listen; you can hear it in the voices that they become those characters, and they are very—they're also very protective of those characters. You know, they want to make sure that that as they're saying the lines, is that the line that character would say? Is that really the motivation that the character would have? And what's nice is, we get to have discussions with them about that. You know, we write the scripts. We're trying to make them as compelling as possible, make these characters as clear and the intent of their motivation as clear as possible. And we love having, you know, have Maya, have Scott, have Ryan be able to discuss that with us. Like, what would make the character's motivation clear here? How would that character communicate it? And we love having that discussion.
Nick Filippi is with us, the executive producer of Big Hero 6, the series. If you remember from the end of Big Hero 6, if you stayed through the credits, a big surprise cameo from Stan Lee. He's back here as Fred's dad. Is it intimidating to work with the man who made Marvel the powerhouse that it's now?
Yeah, you know what? It is intimidating. This is a man, you know, I grew up on Marvel Comics. That's what got me into drawing. That's what got me into art. My plan when I was a kid growing up and pursuing my art skills was to become a comic book artist, because I was so inspired by Marvel Comics. And there Stan Lee is in the booth, and you're like, he's a legend, you know. In your head, he's like, well, how do I talk to the legend? But he is so great. He is so accommodating. He is excited about doing the role. He's just a great person to work with.
That's fantastic. And you were a part of the Wolverine and the X-Men TV series a while back. I don't know if you're at liberty to talk about this, but what do you think about the Fox and Disney talks and the whole Marvel situation that's going on right now?
I don't know if I really have, there's not much I can say about it, but, it's an exciting thought to get some of that Fox stuff involved here. I don't really have any knowledge or input or anything like that on it, but, what an exciting kind of moment.
Mm. And you also worked on Kim Possible with the fellow executive producers of this series, Bob Schooley and Mark McCorkle. Kim Possible was a show that I grew up with, so many people my age grew up with and still remember. I got toys of it upstairs in some boxes. Do you think it set the trend for modern animated action series about kids making the impossible possible?
I think it definitely set a trend. I think it was one of the first series where you had something similar to the series we have now, where there's so much comedy mixed with action, mixed with emotion. You were kind of growing up with Kim and Ron as they were going through the different levels of school. Mm. And I think for our audience, I think that's really important for them to identify with that. And so the precedent of seeing these characters, you've got this rich comedy. The comedy is based off their individual personalities. The action is based off of their individual personalities. That's something that you don't see in all series, in all animated series. And, we try to bring that to Big Hero 6, where that same type of writing style, directing style of Kim Possible, where we make things very specific to the character. It's character-driven, and for me, that makes that action and that comedy more satisfying.
Fantastic. Well, you've got Baymax Returns. It premieres this Monday, November 20th, Disney Channel and Disney XD simulcast, and then new Big Hero 6, the series, half-hour episodes will debut on Disney XD early next year. Nick Phillippe, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Jackson. It was a pleasure.
You are welcome. All right, I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been another edition of the LCJ Q&A.